children, the Lord knows everything. He knows what's going to happen this afternoon and tomorrow and forever. And that way, the Lord can provide lots and lots of good things for us in our life. Now, in this story, King Nebuchadnezzar has a dream about what's going to happen. And he knows that it's a special dream from God about what's going to happen, but he doesn't remember his dream, and he doesn't know what it's telling him. And so he calls in all his wise men and demands to know what his dream was and what it means. And of course, they have no idea. And the king is furious. And so he sends his soldiers to kill all the wise men of Babylon. Now at this time, Daniel and his friends, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, had grown up. They were considered to be among the wise men of Babylon. And so the captain of the king's guard named Arioch came to kill Daniel and his friends. But Daniel and his friends must have been considered too young to be called in before the king to tell him his dream because they didn't know anything about this. And when they heard what had happened, then Daniel respectfully went to the king and asked for a little time to ask the Lord, to pray to the Lord and see if the Lord would tell him something about the king's dream. Did the Lord tell Daniel about the king's dream? Here's how the story goes. Then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision, and Daniel blessed the God of heaven. All because of this, Daniel went into Arioch, whom the king had appointed to make the wise men of Babylon perish. He went and said thus to him, "Do not make the wise men of Babylon perish. Bring me in before the king, and I will show the interpretation to the king." Then Arioch brought in Daniel before the king in haste, and said thus to him, "I have found a man of the sons from the exile of Judah, who will make known to the king the interpretation." The king answered and said to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, "Art thou able to make known to me the dream which I have seen and its interpretation?" Daniel answered before the king and said, "The secret which the king has demanded, the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, and those who sever cannot show to the king. But there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets and makes known to King Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days. Thy dream and the visions of thy head upon thy bed are these. As for thee, O king, thy concerns came up upon thy bed. What should be after this? And he who reveals secrets makes known to thee what shall be. But as for me, this secret is not revealed to me for any wisdom that I have more than anyone living, but to the intent that the interpretation may be made known to the king, and that thou mightest know the concerns of thy heart. Thou, O king, wast seeing, and behold, a great image. This great image, whose manifestation was excellent, stood before thee, and its appearance was terrifying. This head of the image was of good gold, his chest and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of bronze, his legs of iron, his feet partly from iron and partly from clay. Thou wast seeing until a stone was cut out, not by hands, which smote the image on his feet that were of iron and clay, and broke them to pieces. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were broken to pieces together, and became as the chaff from the summer threshing floors, and the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. And the stone that smote the image became a great rock and filled the whole earth." Then Daniel tells the king some of its interpretation about four kings. Nebuchadnezzar is the head of gold, and there will be three more kings after him. And then, "And in the days of these kings, the God of heaven shall set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to another people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand for ages. Inasmuch as thou sawest that the stone was cut out from the rock, not by hands, and that it broke in pieces the iron, the bronze, the clay, the silver, and the gold. The great God has made known to the king what shall be after this, and the dream is certain, and its interpretation sure. The king answered Daniel and said, of a truth it is that your God is a God of gods, and a Lord of kings, and a revealer of secrets, since thou couldest reveal this secret. Then the king made Daniel great, and gave him many great gifts, and made him have dominion over the whole province of Babylon, and made him the great one of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. Then Daniel petitioned the king, and he set Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel sat in the gate of the king. Now we're going to read a passage from the Heavenly Doctrine where the Lord talks about the meaning, the interpretation of the king's dream. And you can notice that he talks about four times of day and four times of year and four churches and ages and four stages of our life. Here is True Christian Religion, number 762. Four churches have existed on this earth since the creation of the world. This is in accordance with divine order, which requires that there be a beginning and then its end before a new beginning starts in. Therefore, every day begins with morning, progresses, ends in night, and then begins anew. Also, every year begins with spring, progresses through summer to autumn, closes in winter, and then begins again. And in order that these changes may take place, the sun rises in the east, progresses from there through the south to the west, and finishes its course in the north, after which it rises again. It is the same with churches. The first, which was the most ancient, was like morning, spring, and the east. The second, or ancient church, was like day, summer, and the south. The third was like evening, autumn, and the west, and the fourth like night, winter, and the north. From these orderly progressions, the wise men of ancient times inferred four ages of the world, the first of which they called the Golden Age, the second the Silver Age, the third the Copper Age, and the fourth the Iron Age, by which metals, moreover, these churches are represented in Nebuchadnezzar's statue. And again, in the Lord's sight, the church is seen as a single man, and this larger man must pass through his stages of life like an individual, that is to say, from infancy to youth, from this to manhood, and finally to old age. And then, when he dies, he will rise again. The Lord says, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.